Yaddo bowls again, pitching up and Ponting drives square for a single to go to 199. Clark, 210 not out. Faces Yaddo. Oh, good nut.
Bowled him.
First ball after lunch that he receives straight through him.
Well, that has taken us by surprise, it must be said. We were just expecting the Aussies to settle in to break a few records. What does this ball do? Oh, a little, maybe a little bit of nip back off the seam. Hits Clark on the pad. Cannon's hit the off stump. And it wasn't just Yaddo that was a bit stiff after the lunch break. I think Michael Clark was perhaps a little stiff as well.
So the partnership broken at 386, which is the fourth highest partnership for Australia in the history of Test cricket. The captain, Michael Clark, departs for 210. Ponting, 199. He pulls, and there it is. Four to mid-wicket. Ricky is back. 2 years without a ton until a fortnight ago, and now he's got a century and a double.
Footy, and there's a catch out to mid-wicket from Ponting. He hit it at Laxman hard over his head. His hands went up and he couldn't hold on to it. He coughed it up in the air and he went for the second go and it eluded him. So Ponting has a life on 215, trying to play a lofted on drive. Yes, Ashwin's bowling to Hussey. Hussey drives on the rise through the covers. That's going away towards the boundary. Sharma gives chase and he can't get there. Four runs. 504 for the loss of four. And Hussey forward edging. Wide of slip down to the boundary. It's running away towards the rope below us and it hits the rope for four more as VVS chased down there but couldn't cut it off. Around the wicket, it's driven hard and it's driven well for four out through extra cover. Hussey smashed that. He goes to 25 and 520 comes up. As Hussey plays and he's run out by short leg by Silly Mid off. He pushed forward on the bounce. Gambier picked it up and threw it back as Hussey was looking to go off for a single. That's a quick bit of thinking under the nose on the offside. As Hussey was keen for the bowling, he just hit a boundary. He pushed the ball away on the offside, looking to get into a gap. And smart thinking in there has run him out. A very good bit of cricket in at Silly Point, Silly Mid-off. With a direct hit and Hussey just out of his ground.
Ashwin bowls and Haddon gets his first scoring shot down the ground. A beauty for six.
What a strike from Brad Haddon. He hasn't been out there that long. It's his first scoring stroke and he loves batting at the Adelaide Oval. He made his maiden Test 100 against New Zealand here a few years ago.
Here comes Zahir Khan. Pulled by Ponting and he'd be caught. Tendulkar takes the catch just inside the rope at forward square leg and Ponting is out for 221.
Wow, what a magnificent double hundred by Ricky Ponting. The Adelaide Oval fans all rise to clap him off and just a genius knock really. From ball one he looked total control yesterday morning even though the Australians are in trouble. And succumbs to a shorter ball from Zahir. Two men out, Tendulkar back in square leg. But Ponting now raising his bat to the Adelaide members, getting a lot of applause for a much-deserved innings that's put Australia in such a commanding position. So a couple of wickets in this session for the Indians. And they're having a well-earned drink in the middle of the Adelaide Oval.
Ashwin. Boots again to
Silly. Oh. Goes forward, now he's beaten. Up goes the finger. There was an edge then. So Saha gets a dismissal. Eventually Ashwin picks up a wicket. And Australia suddenly starting to lose a lot of wickets. 533 for 7 now. Oh. Once again, it was the one that went away that he just did not pick.
I think he bowled every one. Yeah. That went the other way to Peter Siddle. And Siddle kept waiting for the off spinner. and it was just a better length. He was too short with his current ball to Ponting, and Clark was Ashwin.
Here comes Zahir Khan. He's bowling from round the wicket now to Haddon, who drives, square drives elegantly for four. It was full. The speed gun showed 137 kilometers an hour on that one. And Haddon just put his front foot forward, used the gap and square drove it beautifully. Ashwin again to Harris. It's well flighted. Harris drives and finds a gap between point and cover for four. It was well tossed up. It invited the drive. And Harris said, thank you very much. I'll take the invitation. A little drink at the end of dinner will do quite well. Thank you.
Tossing up, and he has a go at this and hits it for four. Through the covers. No problem. That was a lolly.